With a single source of trusted identity, every citizen will have, for the first time, freedom of access to public and private sector services. The National Identification System, NIDS, will provide a comprehensive and secure structure to capture and store the personal identity information of citizens. But what will you need to give to create that unique and verifiable ID?
We're taking only 4 biometrics.
Find out which 4 on today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Under the National Identification System, NIDS, every Jamaican or person ordinarily resident in Jamaica will be issued a National Identification Number, NIN, and a National Identification Card, NIC, that will be used as the primary source of identity assurance and verification. All newborns, along with the rest of the existing population, will be provided with a National Identification Number upon birth and enrollment. National identification cards will be issued to persons 6 years and older, but will be subjected to renewal due to changing facial features. Persons aged 6 to 18 years will renew their cards every 5 years. Those 18 to 60 years old will renew every 10 years, and those over 60 every 15 years. This unique and verifiable ID means other functional IDs can be eliminated, making transactions faster and more efficient when doing business with the government. Chief Technical Director in the Office of the Prime Minister, Jacqueline Lynn Stewart, says NIDS will be the foundation to move into the digital economy.
The digital economy is where most of the world is going. It's no point us fighting it here in Jamaica. That is where the world is moving.
Those eligible to register and enroll with the National Identification System include any person who is a citizen of Jamaica, permanent lawful resident of Jamaica, temporary resident of Jamaica lawfully residing on the island for at least 6 months, and non-citizens of Jamaica who own property and pay taxes. Requirements for enrollment include your name, address, gender, nationality, and marital status.
What is voluntary is your email and telephone. You will be encouraged to give us those 2 pieces of information because that's the quickest way to get in touch with you. However, you don't have to.
The National Identification Legislation also calls for other voluntary information to be retrieved for statistical purposes only. Mrs. Lynn Stewart says this was devised because over the long term, it is envisaged that there will no longer be a need to conduct a population census.
That information, however, is not going to be linked to anybody's identity. So it is statistical information. For example, my religion, my blood type, my occupation, employment, that sort of thing that comes from the census. We will be asked to provide it, but it will not, and I stress not, be linked to my name. So it's not going to be a part of the identity database.
So what about your DNA?
We are not asking anyone to provide us with their DNA, their financial information, your bank account and so on will not be required. We're not even asking anybody for their criminal record. That is not in our database. Okay? Our database is for identity verification and authenticating your identity. That's all it is about.
You will also not be required to state any political affiliations. The chief technical director says only 4 biometric data will be taken to create the unique ID.
Facial image, fingerprints, all 10. We're taking a signature and we're also taking the color of your eyes. Now, if you think about those 4 things, right now, if you have a driver's license, if you have a voter's ID, they take a facial image. Fingerprints is given for voter's ID. Your color of your eyes, passport takes that, and your signature is usual for anything that you're doing, any business you're doing.
If a person is unable to provide the 10 fingerprints, they will then be required to take an iris scan.
So the iris scan is only taken from persons who cannot give their fingerprints. For example, somebody who is physically disabled and have no hands. That is the alternative.
Chief Technical Director in the Office of the Prime Minister, Jacqueline Lynn Stewart. For more information on NIDS, visit www.nidsfacts.com. Follow at NIDSFacts on Twitter and Instagram, NIDSFacts on Facebook, or call 876-927-99413.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.